Let's go with the message today. See what we got coming today. Family Council. We've seen several things in this little series. It started out with some advice I got from Mama. Mama said, get out your notepad. We talked about that. Blessings on one side, how bad your life is on the other. And you're going to be surprised how good you got it. Amen? Come on. And then we did a message called Feel Sorry Before You What? Feel sorry before you say sorry. We think we can screw people over, do anything in their life, hurt people, and somehow, I'm sorry, and that's going to make it all better. You need to feel sorry before you say sorry. Some of the best advice you'll ever get. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Hurt people. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Especially our kids or our husband or our wife or in family. We think, you know, everybody, it's just a mistake. Well, it's not a mistake. You destroyed somebody's life and you hurt them. Are you hearing me? Say. Feel it. Nothing wrong with feeling bad. Feeling bad is a good thing when you've messed up. Amen. Say. That's how God made us. Anyway, we had a couple other messages, but today's message, let's roll, Rod. Here we go. We got about 20 minutes. Here we go. Know your what. Say it with me. Now, you got to help me today. Come on, I'm crippled. One more time. Know your... Yeah, come on. Know your role in family. Here we go. Let's check it out today. Now, it's not about being perfect. None of us are going to be perfect. But don't use that as an excuse. Are you hearing me? To be a deadbeat dad or a lousy mom. Yes or no? Yeah, okay. So, none of us are perfect. We know that. We're not talking about that today. But can we try to win here? Can we try not to be our best? Can we try not to shoot some straight arrows? Say. Let's talk about it. Knowing your role in family. It's about believing God in our relationships and understanding the role God has for us as, say it with me, and let's talk about it. Let's see what we can learn today. Raj, help me. Now, here's some scripture for us, Ephesians. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Would you say that? This is especially for husbands and wives. Say that, but it's good for brothers and sisters. It's good for friends. Say that with me, that verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to in the fear of God. Now, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. As unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And we're going to talk about that this morning. And he is the Savior of the body. So don't panic on that verse right there. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, say this with me. Come on. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and did what? Gave himself for it. So, know your role in family. Are y'all with me so far? If I lost you. We're not that far along, so if you're lost now, you're in bad shape. Here we go. Let's hang in here now. Come on. Come on. See what we can learn today. A husband, father. Today's Father's Day. We're going to talk about it. The husband, father. Today's Father's Day. We're not going to just focus on fathers. We're going to talk a little bit later. We are straight A dad. This message here, though, is just giving us some counsel. The husband, the father, he's the head of the wife. According to the scriptures, he is the what? Say that again. He is the what? That's why I love the fact that so many men come to Fellowship Church. That's why I come to church. That's why I want to be here. Why? Because I want to be a good man. Say, I want to be a good man. Say it with me again. I want to be a good man. I want to be a good man. Now, coming to Fellowship Church not going to make you a good man, but I know one thing. You come here, you're going to be better off because of it. I'll guarantee you that right now. Amen? You're going to be a better man from coming here because we're going to work on you. We're going to help you. Now, listen. So, he's the head of the wife. He's the leader. It's not about what? Browbeating. When the Bible says the husband's the head of the wife or that he's the leader, it's not about browbeating. It's about design. That's the way God designed family. That's the way God created family. And I know families are screwed up. Hey, I know what my family life has been. I understand that. It didn't change the fact this is the way God created, the way God wants, and what is God's best. And so, it's just not about browbeating, anything like that. That's crazy. Any man who usurps authority over a wife and tries to somehow use the scripture and twist it to beat her down or to put a rubber stamp on his bad behavior, he's an idiot. Did you hear me today? Yes or no? Say. Come on. Nothing like that. The husband, father, here's the point. The husband, the father, bears much of the responsibility for the what? For the family. That's what God's saying. Okay, y'all listen to me. Y'all cool? Hang in here with me. The husband, the father, will what? He will what? Personally give an accounting to God for his what? For his works. I know many of you. I look at your faces. I've counseled you. I've spent time with you. I know the hurt in your life. I'm sorry for the pain, especially some of you ladies, some of the pain you've gone through. Okay? But you got to know, hey, one day, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Say that with me. Vengeance is, says the Lord. He will repay. There's going to be an accounting one day. God's not playing on this deal with a husband and a daddy being a good leader in a family. You listening? Okay. So, we're talking about role in family today. What's my role in family? What's the Bible say? For other foundation can no man lay other than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made what? Manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by what? And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So there is a accounting day, a judgment day coming. Okay? Good or bad for what we do as leaders. Okay? So what does head or leader mean? Now I hope you're not going to sleep on me. You all right so far? Because I don't feel like myself today, but I don't want you to go to sleep. Here we go. What does head of the family or leader mean? Say it with me. It means to what? That's what leaders do, baby. Come on. We sacrifice. It means to provide. It means to what? This is what a leader does. This is what a husband does. This is what a daddy does. It means to do what? To give. It means to, help me, to die to yourself, man. It means to honor. It means to, do you see what God's talking about? Do you see what He's calling a man to be? Y'all hearing me today? Don't be messed up on this thinking. Y'all right? Don't be messed up on that kind of thinking, what a leader is. A leader does those things. And ladies, that's what you need. Amen? Come on. That's what you need. And fellas, that's what we need to strive to be. Y'all hearing me today? That's how we need to raise our sons, especially, but also our daughters. We're going to look at that as well. So the husband, father. So generally speaking, you might not agree with me, and it's fine with me. It doesn't bother me a bit. Generally speaking, the man is what? Stronger physically. Duh. That mean a woman's not strong. Right now, Kim can whoop my tail. No doubt about it. And she's been telling me that too, by the way. Yeah. I'm telling you. Some of y'all think, well, Kim is so quiet and so, you don't have a clue. I'm telling you. I mean, I can't move without this brace on me, you know, or whatever. And for 10 days, the doctor said I couldn't drive. I could drive on day one. I was fine, okay? Guess how many days I didn't drive? So not only did I have surgery, I was tortured for 10 days. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Driving with Kim. She's a great driver. She's a great driver. But she talks to everybody on the road. Hey, move over. Hey, look at that. Whoa, where are you at? I'm like, whoa, I'm sick here. But anyway, here we go. Generally speaking, the man is stronger physically and more resolute and firm. Generally speaking. And you'll see where I'm going with this. Generally speaking, a man is more resolute and firm and It's the way it is. He's to provide security. Say security. For his wife and his young'uns. That's our role, Dad, is to make sure our wife and our daughters, our sons, they're safe. And they feel safe. And they feel secure. Do you see leadership, yes or no? You threatening to leave them? Is that what you're going to do? And you call yourself a man? You're not. Look me in the face. Are you hearing me? You're not. Breaking a woman's spirit by not providing, letting her know, I'm going to be here. You can count on me till hell freezes over. Did you hear me? Yes or no? That's God's plan. God's a pretty good God, isn't he? He loves you to pieces. So know your role in family. So that's a little bit about father, dad, husband. But wait a minute. I know it's Father's Day, but let's talk about wife, mama a little bit. Can we do that? Say, y'all all right so far? Come on. The wife, mother. Uh-oh. Is to what? Submit to her. Now, I'm going to say so. Whoa, baby. Whoa. We're going to talk about what does that mean. Well, I think you already see what that means. The point is, most women I've met in my life be thrilled to submit to a leader, to somebody who loves and nourishes and cherishes and respects and honors and provides and is there. Y'all listening? Yes or no? So when God says this idea of submit, it's design. This is His design. And He wants it. This is the best family. He wants you to have the best family. And you can have that. You can be like me to where you grew up. You never saw mom or dad ever kiss or hug. I saw them fight. I saw them cuss each other out. I saw them, you know, leave each other. I saw them cheat on each other. Experienced divorce with my parents when I was a young kid. I was the only one left at home. Older brothers and sisters, all kinds of mess and drunkenness and stuff going on in the home. And just, you know. And I was messed up. Yeah, I don't know if you feel like maybe that was you too. But a lot of us, how many of us, we sort of feel like we got sort of messed up along the way. I see some hands in the building. We're a little messed up along the way. Yeah. But God doesn't want that for your life. You can make choices for you now. Did you know that? And I'm so proud of so many of you. You've made some choices, and you've made some hard choices. Some of you ladies in this room, you've made choices. Hey, you'll go it alone. Your kids matter that much to you. You hear me? Yes or no? So let's talk about that. What does that submit mean, the wife, mother? Well, she needs to know that her husband bears the what? Ultimate what? For the family. That's according to God's Word. Doesn't mean moms and wives don't bear responsibility. Sure they do. But ultimately, if God is expecting this out of a man, the man's going to bear much of the responsibility. He's going to stand before the Lord. She needs to know that her husband will give an accounting to God for his what? We've already talked about that. She needs to know this is how God has what? Designed the family, and this is how he'll pour out his what? This is a big word. His what? His what? Is what? On the family. God wants to bless our families. He's designed us to be blessed. The wife, the mother, know that God isn't going to do this. Listen to me, ladies. Listen to me. Know that God isn't going to change His plan just for you and your unique situation. Not going to change His plan. Okay? Many of you have had to stand up and be dad in your family. Moms, I understand that. Roger's mom's had to do that. Right, Rog? Rog sits here the whole time nodding during this message. He's relating to everything I've said. Because he grew up a lot like I did. And mom had to become everything. And boy, mamas can do it if they have to do it. It's just rough sometimes, ain't it? Ladies, say. But Even if there are bad men along the way in the world, God's not going to change his plan all of a sudden. Okay, now we're going to just switch it all up. No, he's not going to do that. This is still his plan. And I encourage you, strive for this. The wife mother will not, say will not, one more time, will not bear the responsibility for being head. I don't believe it. Regardless of the situation. Now, if you have to, ma'am, be that head of that family because that husband ain't there, because he's hurt you, beat you, left you, whatever, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe you're going to stand before God and have to be responsible for being the head of that family. He's still going to have to bear that responsibility before God. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I do not doubt, though, you're going to be rewarded for what you have done. Amen? Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. All right. We're just talking this morning. I know I ain't up jumping up and down this morning because I can't. And, you know, I'm not trying to pick on dads today. I hope you don't feel like it. But, guys, honestly, if you want to come to a church where the pastor is a mother, you picked the wrong church. God didn't call me to be your mother. I've told you that before. Amen? We come here, we need to hear strong talk. Are you kidding me? Say. By the way, I've never liked a mother being a football coach either. Excuse me. You understand what I'm saying? Not that moms can't coach. Are you kidding me? Sure they can. They can do anything. Moms can do anything. But anyway, I don't know why I said that, but it's just the way it is. Here we go. We're Southwell. You're with me on that, ain't you, baby? Come on. Now, deadbeat dads are going to one day stand before a holy God, and they're going to look into the eyes of Jesus Christ, which are a flame of what? You might say, Clark, how you know Jesus has got eyes like that I got to look into one day? Well, because I got the Bible. Let's look at the Bible. Talking about Jesus. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. Say that last part with me. And his were as a... Yeah, you can hurt that woman, and you can look into them little old brown eyes or blue eyes, and you're the man, you think, and you're all bad and all that. Let me tell you, one day you're going to stand as a nothing before a holy God with eyes as a flame of fire. Oh, and I didn't tell you there's a sword that comes out of his mouth, a two-edged sword. Did you know that? Sorry. And on his thigh it says, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And anybody that ever sees him in Scripture, they fall down as four-letter word, D-E-A-D. Not dad, dead. Did you hear me today? Come on. So what does submit mean then to the wife and the mother? You're going to find out it's interesting. Leadership and submission, and they sound a lot alike. Look, it means to sacrifice. It means to humble yourself. It means to respect. Say the word respect. It means to respect your husband. It means to die to self. It means to love. It means to honor. It means to nourish. It means to... Do you see how the role of the husband and wife are so very similar? Say. That's why the Scriptures start out at the beginning of this passage, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Before it says you do this and you do that, it says do this. And all this is designed, and all this will be pretty good in your life. Amen. I got to go. Roger's tapping his wrist. Generally speaking, the woman is stronger emotionally. Say that with me. Generally speaking, the woman is what? Emotionally and more what? And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. That's an awesome thing. See how both a man and a woman have qualities and leadership qualities? Beautiful. But stronger emotionally. She is to respect her husband and to what? Emotionally what? Provide for her husband and her children. So, know your what. Now, I got to finish so we can't miss this part. All right, here we go. Y'all ready for some testing here? Are you ready? Here we go. Now, set up. Here we go. Come on. Husband, wife. We've talked about it. Strong physically, strong emotionally. Resolute, firm, thoughtful feelings. Both husband and wife are to be the spiritual leaders and followers of Jesus Christ. Both in the home. You've got your role. Know your what? Know your what? Know your what? Good, good. We're doing great today. Now, this is something I came up with years ago. And I struggle with it because it almost sounds like I'm cussing sometimes if I say it too quick. I'm sorry. But it's a father or a mother. Y'all listen to me. Hang on. It's a father or a mother. Now say it slow with me now. Here we go. It's a father or a all right, let's talk about it. Now, it's a father that acts like a mother, or it's a mother that acts like a father. That's what a mother is and a my father is. Did you get that? Y'all with me so far, or did I lose you? You've heard you might be a redneck if. Well, I'm going to help you today. Come on, here we go. Well, you might be a my father. That's a daddy that don't understand his role and what he's supposed to be and who he is. You might be a my father if, listen carefully, instead of providing for your family, you put that responsibility on your wife. You might be a my father if, instead of fostering a strong and secure environment in your home, you focus on feelings. Doesn't mean a fellow doesn't have feelings, but man up and be strong. Did you hear me say? You might be a my father if, instead of disciplining your children on God's commands of what's right and wrong, you relegate that to your wife. Are you hearing me? Here's what my daddy said growing up. Here's what my daddy said when I heard him. He would say this, "You wait till your mama gets home." It ought to be the other way around. You listening, yes or no? And buddy, I'm scared to death of my mama to tell you that right now. Well, you might be a my father if, instead of leading a spiritually responsible life, you place the burden of godly leadership and influence on your who? On your wife. You're a my father. I know you're going to hate me for this later, especially if every one of these has been shooting you in the head. It's good for you, amen? Come on. Let's be strong, guys. Many men give their sons the impression that the church is not a place for real men, but stereotyping Christian men as passive, effeminate, and henpecked qualities no man desires. As a result of their macho posturing, these men are inadvertently teaching their sons that church is only for women and wimps and propagating new generations of unchurched men. You hearing me? Well, you might be a mother if... Am I still doing this? So now we're doing the role of the women, right? See, I'm getting confused. Could be the meds I'm on. So instead of being a mom and understanding your role, you might be a mother if you're more career-oriented than you are family-oriented. Did you hear me? Did I say you shouldn't work? No. Did I say God designed you to care for your children? The Bible says if you don't care for your kids, Mom, let me tell you something. It's unnatural. The Bible calls it unnatural affection. It says in the last days there'll be people that will have unnatural affection. That literally means women won't love their children. And they won't care for their kids. They don't care for their kids. It's crazy. You might be a mother if you're overly hard on your husband and kids instead of providing strong emotional support and what? Encouragement. You might be a mother if your focus is on leading your husband instead of respecting and loving your husband. You might be a mother if you let your kids eat anything. No, that's our job. We need you, okay? We need you. We will ruin the kids without you. Are you hearing me? Okay? Help us, help us, help us. We're done with the message. Some things to remember. It's not about being perfect. We're talking about understanding your role in family today. I hope you learned something today. It's about understanding your role in your family relationship. That's what it's been about today. Learn to follow God's plan for what? Say, my life. My life. What's your plan, God, for my life? Remember, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. God didn't make you. He made you this way. That's a beautiful thing that men are resolute and firm. It's a beautiful thing that women are emotional and feelings. It's beautiful. It's awesome. Who made us like that? God did. It's incredible. And don't ever forget, the key to role in family, the key to understanding your role in family, you ought to mark this down in your mind for the rest of your life, is Ephesians 5:21. You can overcome anything in family if you've got two people doing Ephesians 5:21. Submitting yourselves one to in the fear of the Lord. The way we treat each other this way because we respect God and we honor God because this is the way He made us. He made us family. Did you hear me today? Let's praise the Lord for His Word today. Amen. Come on. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Good, good, good.